Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
That's the same sound I make when I look at part of your birthday gift for Monday.
Ooh. It's a birthday weekend for Katie.
It is a birthday weekend for me.
Yeah, I got you a little something, and I was like, one of my personal favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So I'm going to give it to you. And then, part of your gift actually arrived in the mail yesterday. And I found it personally hilarious. So I hope you find it as funny as I do.
Oh, I can't wait now.
Yeah, it's your birthday weekend.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm going to go on a hike somewhere. I don't know where yet. I just want it to be somewhere I've never been. And then tomorrow, we're probably going to go to Naughty Bingo again.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
thing. That's a fun time. Yeah.
Hopefully you win something to treat yourself.
Yeah. You know what's up.
And then you can make that noise.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Boy.
Birthday weekend play.
Yeah. Are you taking anybody hiking with you? Or are you just going to go solo?
Haven't figured. See, it's funny because I have people who want to go with me, but then they always preface it with, well, how hard is it? I don't want to go on a really hard hike. I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm going on a hard hike. Like, it's my birthday, you know?
Don't take those people with you because they'll complain the entire time.
I know. And I've had people with me before hiking who complain about the hike, and it ruins it.
It's so hot, Katie.
Oh, it ruins it.
How much farther?
How much longer? I hate that question.
Do you have bug spray?
Yeah. When I'm hiking, there's not really an end to it. It's just whenever I feel like packing it up, right? And so I don't like when people pressure me when I'm hiking. So typically I like to go by myself. You know?
I'm out of water.
I know. You should have planned better. Like, I went with somebody who wore jeans and then complained about their jeans the entire time.
Katie,
and
I'm chafing.
Was like, I know.
My thighs are rubbing together and they're chafing and my feet hurt and I'm thirsty and hungry.
Your chafe is not my problem. So yeah, I don't.
You know,
like
when they find people like off the trail dead? That's why.
Oh, because they were chafing and I left them behind?
They went hiking with a friend and they complained, and then the friend just snapped.
Just left them behind.
And you just find bones and a pair of denim jeans.
Yeah.
And then when authorities show up, they're like, yep, we found another complainer.
Exactly. So you can see the chafing right there. The signs of chafing right
there. Signs of chafing, so don't complain while you're hiking. So from you to your spawn, baby Nana, I saw you watching your phone all day yesterday. Uh-huh. Why don't you let everybody know what was going on with the Na?
She drove all the way to California with a friend to Coachella, and it's her first big road trip. She is such a little planner, so she had everything all mapped out for the trek, and they got a late start, so already things changed. They were supposed to leave at 8 in the morning. They didn't end up leaving until 4 in the afternoon because they were having so much fun in Parker. So,
come on, Nana.
I know. So she got a late start, but she eventually made it there, and I don't know if you're familiar with Coachella, but when you're camping, it's first come, first serve.
Okay.
So she had to get in line to get her camping spot super early in the morning, and they didn't get there until 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. So I still haven't talked to her. We've been texting a little bit, and I can follow her location on the Find My on the phone.
Yep.
So I have literally been stalking her for days now, just
at the bar.
Watching her around the campsite. I can see where she goes around the campsite. So I've just been
She's
watching
in the honey
her.
Bucket again.
But how how funny is it that as a millennial parent, as a millennial mom, I am so proud that my child went to Coachella.
Well, that's a big step. That's a first major road trip out in the world alone on the open highway.
Exactly. And here's the thing. She paid for everything.
Nice.
She has funded her entire trip, her concert tickets, the camping. Her and her friend are staying in some hotels in Anaheim after, so they can go to like whatever Disney is in California. Is it World or Land?
Land.
I don't know.
Whatever
land.
One. So yeah, they're going to the Disney place when they're there as well. And so I am so proud of her because when I was her age, I was a mom who was a young mom, and I had to make a lot of sacrifices to make sure that she was taken care of. And I'm just so proud that now the tables have flipped and she's able to enjoy her life in a way that's like
that's
this,
really good.
You know, like, I am just so dang proud of her being at Coachella.
And she's got her own song.
She does.
Baby, nah.
Yeah.
She's way farther ahead in life than you were.
Way far. Are you kidding me? She's killing it.
I'm proud of her, too.
Oh, good. We can all be proud of the Nana.
Good
Yay!
Job, Nah. Yeah, that's right.
Come here, Coachella girl. I'm so proud of you, baby Nana.
Oh, what a
you
baby.
Made it to Cali, no problem.
I know. She's going to see Justin Bieber.
I know, that's right. That's why I'm talking like this. Thank
it's
you.
So
much.
Great.
Yeah, baby Nana. Get out of the honey bucket, baby Me. Nana. Come watch the show. It's time for some PMI with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way this morning. Who's got the P today? Was it Katie?
That would be me.
Get it, girl.
And this trick may erase 10 years of social media brain damage off your cabeza. Yeah. The average American spends roughly 4.5 to 5 hours on their phone a day. That is insane. And this story had folks change their habits for 14 days. So they downloaded this app called Freedom to block internet access on their phone. So it essentially turned their smartphone into a dumb phone. It just calls and text, and that's pretty much all you could check. And it was amazing. They say that the time online decreased from 314 minutes to 161. So almost half the time spent on your phone if you delete all the distractions when it comes to social media apps and just all the stuff that literally takes your attention away from life.
Can you just delete the text message app? I'm sick of text messages.
Well, and that's the
but Instagram, yeah. If that one went for me...
Instagram,
so much time back.
Facebook, TikTok, Reddit, all of the things that we look on our phone that we could look on a computer. If we made ourselves go to a desktop to do it, it would decrease our time spent online a lot. And not only that, you have more attention. Your mental health is way better and your self-reported well-being.
So much
forget
better.
Forget about it.
I've definitely been limiting myself on the socials lately and I can tell a difference.
Yeah.
I'm not so worried about, whoa, what's going on? Oh,
Gotta post that.
You gotta get yourself in that mindset of who cares?
Yeah,
this means
people really.
Nothing.
They really don't care. I mean,
nobody
if anybody, you care more than anyone, I think, when it comes to your social media.
Bingo.
So, if you can take the challenge here and download this app called Freedom, see if it makes you feel better. See if the limited access helps. So,
there you go.
All
right, what's the minus?
All right, this is a big minus, actually. For a little kid and his mom who went to the San Francisco Giants game, a mom bought her son, it looked like a massive cake cone ice cream, and it looked like she was just being a nice mom and helping him kind of make it an unmessy way, if you will, to eat the ice cream. And then it turns out that she stole that ice cream right from him.
Check out mom. She being a mom or what? This little guy's just waiting. I got it. It's a dump. You dump it into the cup. And the little guy's checking it out.
Well, mom just robbed him of about half his ice cream.
I know.
Veteran move.
I saw she like scraped it off into a cup.
Oh, yeah. So she scraped more than half of it back into the cup. Mine. And it looked like she was just going to save it so it's unmessy. But then the camera pans back and she's going to town on the ice cream cup.
That's a mom tax. That's
mom
tax.
That's
totally
normal
acceptable.
Life.
Yeah.
It's in the Constitution.
Okay.
That's just a minus for that baby.
Yeah, exactly.
be a better baby.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. It's funny. Mine is digital related as well. This story says more than half of Americans are experiencing AI burnout. More than half of Americans are reporting we are just getting so tired of hearing about AI because it's everywhere now. It's impossible to escape. I was on some sort of app yesterday that didn't even involve anything with AI, but then there's a little thing popped up. It said, let AI help you with this.
No.
It's everywhere now.
Take a seat, Wally.
It's being pushed through social media. And then this story goes on to say, well, despite the fatigue, 70% of us still kind of use it to some degree. Even if you're using your Maps app and things like that, it's AI's built into it.
Yeah,
a lot of times you're using it and you don't even know it. But yeah, I'm kind of getting to that point where I'm just, it's such a buzzword right now.
Yeah.
AI this, AI that, AI's taking over. I got a little bit of fatigue with the AI.
You're over it, huh?
Over it.
Yeah.
I would never even use AI, honestly.
Oh, of course you
would. I rarely
wouldn't.
Use
you?
It. Yeah, I never
Everything.
Use
Straight
it.
Original.
Yeah, it's Jeremy right
guy.
There.